Japan has slowly and very deliberately sliced away at the constraints on its remilitarization. I wouldn't say it's remilitarized in a way that would allow it to confront a great power, but it certainly has taken a number of steps to try to create options for itself over time. And should it decide to become more independent, it would have the options to do so. I don't think it's there yet. But this has been a very slow and very deliberate and very strategic move on the part of the Japanese. And I think that's what the movie gets at. First, the deployment of Japanese forces under UN auspices to peacekeeping operations in Cambodia and the Golan Heights, very small numbers. I mean, the Chinese today send 10 times the number of peacekeepers around the world that the Japanese do. But the Japanese are sending them. They sent minesweepers to the Persian Gulf after the first Gulf War. They expanded their national security doctrine from purely homeland defense to regional security. And then after 9/11, took what were really very dramatic new steps. First, in agreeing to participate in Operation Enduring Freedom by providing tankers and support for U.S. and British forces in the Indian Ocean that were actually flying military sorties into Afghanistan. And then, of course, in 2004, Japan actually put boots on the ground in Iraq during a war. They were doing humanitarian missions, but there they were in uniform in a war zone. So these are changes that were inconceivable 10 years ago and 15 years ago. So over time, there's been an evolution toward moving from a regional security role to a more global security role, one more commensurate with its size and with the benefits that it gets from the global public goods that are created by countries like the United States.